Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the B-Team Podcast. As always, they are live on the Jackrabbit Illustrated Facebook and Twitter. We are also live on the FCS Fans Nation YouTube for the fans, by the fans. Beyond that, you can catch the show, if you don't catch it live, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere in between. As always, the B-Team is brought to you by our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. If you need a tractor, utility vehicle, construction equipment, zero-turn motors, parts, service, and more, there's always a Kubota dealer near you with 8 locations across the great state of South Dakota. Stop in today and get yourself into some orange equipment. We would also like to take a moment to thank our segment sponsors, Culver's, Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Cubby's Sports Bar and Grill. And now, B-Team Mafia, the time's arrived. Here's Ben, Chad, and Brendan.
All right, B-Team Mafia, we are back. It is after a big win this weekend. Victory in other segments as well. But first, a big shout out to our sponsor, our title sponsor, Kubota Dealers of South Dakota. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. New location down in Yankston. Go ahead and drop in, get yourself some orange equipment. But yeah, big weekend. But I think you almost as big a news just got dropped. I mean, if we're talking about wins for the B team, right? We just had a big, big win happen. I'm not raising. I'll raise my chair up if I damn want to.
Hey, come on down to Cubby's over the next couple of months. Something really cool. The month of December and through the month of January, $1 off of every order of Italian nachos will be donated to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation to help the fight against childhood cancer. So come on down to Cubby's. Enjoy the Italian nachos. And, I mean, it's a family meal. It's a huge, huge thing. Get the Italian nachos, $1 off of every Italian nacho order the rest of this month and January will be donated to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation to help fight childhood cancer. Thanks, Cubbies, for doing that. That is a really cool thing.
We did it!
We did it! Yes!
Thank nice you, job, BT everybody. Mafia.
Nice job, yes. Everybody.
This was a team effort.
It was. We reached 100 retweets or quote tweets within 3 hours, and I think it ended up around 200 or something total. And Cubbies heard us, and they were blown away by the response. And, yeah,
a little
they're bringing Italian nachos back.
We didn't okay any of that with them ahead of time. So they were a little bit like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, the impressions were like thousands, right? I mean, way higher than
many, many, much tens of thousands. Yep.
Yeah.
Got a really cool shout out on the FCS Nation radio show as well. That was cool. Yes, from was Stone awesome. And Kevin. I think Stone said on there it was 61,000 impressions that tweet got. Wow. So that is awesome. A bunch of people donated a bunch of money. I think what were we at when we started that fundraiser? I think we were at $3,700 for Brian Williams. We are up to $4,830 donated to Brian Williams. Excellent work, Jackrabbit Nation. That is awesome. Plus, they're going to donate $1 for every Italian nacho sold. So I think we all know what everybody's ordering when we get to Cubby's, right? So that is really cool.
And this just in today, the Club 32 is, you know, John Colley's his tailgate crew.
Yep.
They are going to donate $100 for every touchdown. So
hell yes.
Hell yeah. That's going to be like, I don't know, $400 probably at least, I want to think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It should, with this offense, I mean, got to be at least 10, right? Right. So that was pretty awesome. That
they
is
didn't put
that
a cap
is
so on
cool.
it. So
right. I was
we
glad.
Were smart about that.
I was real glad we put a cap on that because holy crap, that would have hurt.
Yeah. Could have got a little crazy. But I guess I officially have to go make our other $50 donation now that they're actually bringing them back.
Yes. Yes, we got to donate another $50. That's going to bring it up to a total like 200 more. So it'll be 1,200 and some dollars just from the.
Yeah, because I think we had another 300 committed if they brought it back. So,
nope.
Plus, we got 550 at the tailgate last week. So, whoa.
Hell yes. That is awesome.
Plus another 50 if Brendan wears a Cubs hat while he eats his Italian nachos.
How can you say no, Brendan?
I don't have a choice, and that's why Rev did that. And he thinks he's really goddamn funny.
I'd say you're the one that started this whole hating.
Whoa, hey. I brought up how much I liked Italian nachos.
and then you went,
I love Italian nachos too. And we brought up how much we loved them. And then it morphed from there. And now I got to dress up like a goddamn Ivy Muncher and eat some nachos. Well, there's worse things. That's okay. So.
Well, they already donated
to Club 32 in the house. $500 for the five tutties. Let's go. Yeah.
I did notice the donation. I just didn't realize it was on that account or on that behalf. So good job, guys.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Excellent work by everybody involved. Team
effort. We got it done in less than a week.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, like we were just like talking about how great Italian nachos were, and right. We didn't have to intend for this to actually happen, but it's awesome that it did. So,
does this mean that the Curder Burger's next? So Brendan's wife can have one.
I don't know if we got that
kind hashtag of for, Curder Burger for Ariel.
Right, right. Oh man, how much nation is that gonna cost me?
That'd be an expensive Curder Burger, sir.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna switch my headphones. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I forgot to do that when this started.
Sounds good. Well, as Brennan mentioned, the big win over Mercer, 1-0, I think. It wasn't much of a game. I think we kind of knew that going in. We talked about how Mercer was gonna struggle to stop us. And they were going to struggle to get anything going on offense. And man, did they. They couldn't get a first down to save their lives outside of a fake punt. I think they had one first down outside of a fake punt all the first half. And I don't know how many they ended up in the second half, but not many. Just a complete dominant win by SDSU. Good season for Mercer. Pretty cool making the playoffs for the first time, getting their first win in their playoffs, but they just ran into a buzzsaw, just a complete juggernaut of a team. Thank you to I forget her name from the Mercer lady that stopped out and said hi. I don't know, I'm terrible with names, but it was cool of her to stop by. There were a handful of Mercer fans, not too many of them, but
tailgate was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had the Podfather in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. He had a good time. So that was a lot of fun. deal he's doing. I gotta remember the Fathead, because he's gonna do $1 per picture posted that somebody takes a picture with the Fathead. So get a picture with the Mathead. Post it on your Twitter. You got to tag Jackrabbit Illustrated, I'm assuming.
Here's a thought. If you did the Matt head balancing a lemon on your head, you could 2-for-1 it.
Whammy. You could 2-for-1 it, because it is $10 per tweet with the picture with a lemon on your head.
Whammy.
And you got to tag Alex's Lemonade Stand. You got to tag Go Jacks Football. And you got to tag Northwestern Mutual.
We'll tweet out all these
instructions. NW_financial.
We'll tweet out all these instructions. Yeah. We should just fix a lemon to his head, to the fat head.
Just tape a lemon to its head.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Does it count double if there's a mad head with a lemon and the person?
I don't think so.
I doubt it. We just get a Jack's hat and attach a lemon to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like kitty ears with the lemon in the middle.
speaking of tailgates, we'll have some people will have a shorter tailgate this Saturday. Some people won't. Some people will have same amount of tailgate
that we will not have a shorter. I'm not tailgating for an hour and a half to tear down. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever. We told you what we thought about that last year, and you're trying the same bull crap this year. No.
Look, and all right, we're being dickheads and all that stuff, but
I wasn't. You guys were.
You're just you're part of this now. You're part of the
beat. I'm an accessory.
You're an accessory by association. I'll follow the rules and wait at the line, and I'll wait at the gate when you know, God, we shouldn't be saying this shit, like, because President Dunn listens sometimes, so I should, woo.
I think he kind of likes our shenanigans, because
I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but I will do things that I would normally wait behind the barricades, and that won't happen this time. If you try to stop me at 6 a.m., come on now. Like, what? I just don't understand. If we knew the logic behind it, maybe I'd be cooler with it, but it doesn't make sense to me.
I think the logic is they don't want to have to man it before 8 o'clock. Honestly, don't man it. That would be right.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm banking on
we will on give you our $10. We will walk over and give you our $10 for being at the tailgate. 100%.
No, I'm not going to walk anywhere. Before. You can come and get it.
Well, whatever.
No. I'll put it under my windshield wiper on the truck.
Anyway, we'll be doing. Anyway,
just get them to quit parking the damn trailer across the north library lot exit.
We'll be doing some early morning tailgating on Saturday because it's an 11 a.m. kickoff, and it's on ESPN. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Big. Yeah. The mothership.
A mothership.
I did not. Honestly, I didn't know that until somebody mentioned it to me today.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Now we know. No, I know.
So
hopefully
we're going to have a tailgate meeting live on air. Are we doing the breakfast burritos or what? Is that solid?
All right. So hold on. Are you talking about, are we going to do a live broadcast from the tailgate and talking about what food we're going to bring at the same time? Or are you
just food? Just food.
Just food. I'll just talk food. About that later. Cause I don't know what I have any foggiest right. idea.
Yeah.
We had a question. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Oh, gotcha.
We're looking at breakfast burritos. We'll just put that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll tweet something about it. We'll tweet something about it. Yeah, I'm not making the Italian nachos, Rev.
Yeah. Look at the Jackrabbit book.
We'll leave that.
We'll get it.
We'll leave that to Cubbies.
Yep. The professionals. That'd be just ultimate shitty. Like, we badgered you into making these, and then we're gonna make them ourselves.
Yeah,
that'd be terrible.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I think they're gonna have them soonish. I don't know if they'll have them available after the game, but it might be worth stopping down there and checking out because chances are they might.
I would bet by this weekend.
I'd bet they do.
I mean, they said all this month and all next month, so.
I mean, worst thing that happens is it's not there and you still get great Cubbies food and beer and all that stuff. So
that's my point. Like, no loss if you go and they don't have them. They have plenty of other great options.
Right.
Very true.
This is correct. Did we talk about the Mercer game already when I was?
I talked about headphones. It shortly when you were switching headphones. Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a whole lot to say about the game.
Okay, one thing I want to bring up is, do you like my new background? We were talking about the Madhead pictures.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a Podfather, isn't it? Like it's a Godfather.
Oh, it's got my Matt's God, that's Matt's face.
I knew it, dude. I knew it.
Yes,
was. Knew
that's it. Matt's face.
Yes. Suck it, Matt.
Oh, he needed that on a t-shirt.
I had the idea, and now it's not going to hang up for me. I had the idea, and Ariel's like, so like, you want to Photoshop well? I'm like, no, I want terrible Photoshop on it.
Cut out.
And she was like, oh, I can do that. So she did. We were out of ink in our printer, so she went to Xerox, to Office Max, and had them print it off for us for the show.
That's awesome. Perfect. It is cricket.
Good. You know what?
Here. It's a pro tip right there.
Well, now it's going to fall.
No.
Make it crooked. Come on.
Do we have anything else to say about the Mercer game?
Mercer game coach is pretty awesome. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, I was just saying, I think their coach is pretty awesome. I think they're going some places, and we'll see him again in the playoffs. Maybe not in Brookings, but definitely in the playoffs.
Well, their coach, when you listen to him talk, and, you know, I've mentioned on Twitter, and some people got defensive about it, you know, and is what the FCS needs is schools that they want to win national titles. And, like, have the attitude that we are going to win national titles. And when you listen to him talk, that's the attitude they have there. And that's an awesome thing. That is really, really great to hear from him. I don't think you can say enough good things about him. He was awesome. You listen to his post game. He was a hell of a class act. You could tell they really wanted to try to stop the run at first, and they just didn't, they don't have the depth, you know, which, you know, either your second round teams tend to be like that. You know, they've got some top talent, but they don't have the depth, and they wore out real fast, and Hogs leaned on them, and they hadn't given up a 100-yard rusher, like, except for once this year, and we almost had three of them. So that kind of sums up that game. The defense was flying around. They were crazy. There was only plays across the 50-yard line, and one of them was from a fake punt. Like,
I felt bad for is a quarterback Peavy. Like the first play of the game, he runs the ball and Jason Freeman just comes across the field like a missile, just laid him out.
It was like one of those welcome to the NFL moments.
Welcome to the Valley.
So based on people with connections, the Italian nachos will be available tomorrow at Cubby's, John Cale. So if that's Kale, not Kale. True, and you Kale, sorry, Kale, that's, you know,
it's like Kali, like, you know, the dog.
Yeah, Kali. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't expect myself to pronounce that right on the first
Albany.
Shot. Sorry,
Albany,
John.
Albany. Yeah. Albany. He's Albany. Yeah. Albany. Yeah,
that's Albany.
I know. Right. I'm just doing it to piss you off.
That's why they're called the effing podcast, because they're effing saying stuff wrong.
And you're getting the
big boy show. Anyways, and if this information's wrong, tweet John Colley, not me, because he's the one who told us this information.
He got his name right. I mean, the guy's our title sponsor. The least we could do is
The least we could do is say his name right. You got a good point. You got a point there. I'm not good. If you've been listening to this show for more than 5 minutes, you've probably figured out I'm not so good at the mouth words. So a minorly tricky last name is going to be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Speaking of coaches that we like, you see Jeff Choate got hired on at Nevada. So that's kind of interesting. Some FCS ties there back to Montana State.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Before we move on, we'll talk about portal stuff, because that's been going crazy today.
We can't not talk about it, because it's such a big, it's the world now.
It's a huge deal. I do want to say that Angel Johnson run, I think it was an 80-yarder.
80, yep.
Dude looks like he just gets shot out of a cannon.
Uh-huh.
Like, he is so fast.
You expect that. I mean, how many times did you think that was happening in the like over the course of the season, where somebody just caught him and you're like, he's gone. And you can see it's right there. Every time that he has the ball, it has that potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really fun to see him crack one open like that in the playoffs. And then not just to get your second string in, but get your third string guys in to get them playoff reps.
Mm-hmm.
Is so huge in that sort of environment against a playoff team. I mean, that's going to pay such huge dividends in the future, next year, the years after, all that jazz.
Yep.
I was really sad to see that DePriest's interception got called back. I was losing my mind for a big guy running down the field.
He sold it well. He had to have known to bounce off the ground.
He had to. He ran all that for nothing.
He's like, I'm taking this back. Maybe they won't notice.
Maybe they didn't catch
it. It looked good from 70 yards away in our seats, and that's about as far as about as close as you could be and think it was a catch after seeing the replay.
The replay bounce into his hand. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ooh, yeah, that one's Don't need to review that one. Holy crap.
That's a lot of running, bud, but I really appreciate your commitment to selling that.
Hey, when you can swap out the whole D line in one crack, might as well take your shot at running one back while because you're going to get a breather.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of the D line, Zach Wilson had a big game. He's just keep showing up. I forget what game it was when we were like, I think his number is 95, right? And yep. 95 made a play, and we hadn't seen a whole lot out of him yet. And we were kind of like, wait, who's that again? And then he just keeps showing up in these games, and man, he's a force to be reckoned with now. Like he's a good player. And it's good to see Frankel back making plays. He was the special teams player of the week. Is it Frantzel?
That's what it says on Gojax. So
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I don't have a lot else to say about this game. Just a good old fashioned ass whooping.
It was a lot of fun. It was a blast to be there.
It was. I think the weather's going to be pretty similar.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it wasn't that cold. Like,
no,
it wasn't cold at all.
No. Yeah. Like, once you got in the stadium, and I mean, if you were like out in the wind, like out walking outside of the stadium, it was a little windy. But if you're tailgating, have a tent with walls so that you can block the wind. Number two, once you get inside, it's fine. Like, you're pretty warm in there. And mm-hmm. so, like, I didn't even have any winter gear on, and I was fine. I mean, you could always throw on snow pants and all the stuff if you really want to.
Well, and you're on the east side where, or you're on the west side, sorry, where you don't get the sun for the whole
game. Yeah.
We get the sun on our side the whole game. And oh my God. I mean, if you're looking for tickets this time of year, east side's where it's at, because you get the sun and you're way warmer than the west side.
Yeah, there's been games where it's been sunny over there, and we walked over there just to warm up. But like Tammy said, in the shade, it wasn't that bad either. So, yeah, yep. get tickets for Saturday. The game's at 11, and the tickets, I believe, are still $10 each for most of them. So, yeah, bring some friends. Have a good time.
I hope that was soft and gentle enough for the effing pansies out there.
That's the PG version, friendly
version.
You really
held back that time, sir. I applaud your restraint.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Yeah. Like, okay.
The crowd.
We're anytime that any of us make a comment about it, we're not talking about the people that have legit things going on, legit reasons why they're missing the game. We understand that there are legit reasons. We're not saying that everybody should drop everything to go to the game. We're just saying that we believe that there are plenty of people, and it's not a belief, it's we know there are plenty of people that could go to the game, but they're choosing not to because they think it's too cold. Those are the people that we're talking about. And if you're not one of those people, then move on. Don't take our comments so personally.
Yeah. And here, I have an excerpt for you that, you know, everybody comes at us. Well, everybody has this. Everybody's kids, or I was home with a sick kid or whatever. Like, that's great. Not talking about that. And, you know, that's what we heard all the time about why we don't sell out games during the regular season. Well, apparently that's wrong, because we sold out a bunch of games in the regular season. And that was my point, is it's not that. And here's this made me really happy and really angry at the same time. This is from the USD board. Okay. Just South Dakota board. Watched and talking about their game. Watch until halftime at JJ's. Kind of boring as to the watch bunch there. Should have stayed there. Food was good. Get this. Went to Let It Fly for the second half, and they had 20 TVs with just the Jackrabbits game. Traveled to overtime, where I often go. Same thing. They didn't have ESPN Plus. Ran over to Buffalo Wild Wings. SDSU game on nothing else. Ended up at a dive bar where I know the owner and watched the rest of the game. As a USD fan, I felt like the ugly stepchild cowering beneath the almighty Jackrabbit machine. Frankly, I went back to work pissed off, and Fight SD says, That's how every bar in SF is, a bunch of dopes wearing blue. Here's the problem. If, you know, that's awesome. We're one, two falls. It is so, that's such a hugely positive thing. Get your asses to the game and out of the bars. These are the people we're talking to here. You can't tell me all the bars are packed in Sioux Falls because people can't make a 45-minute drive. We're not asking you to drive to Rapid. That's what we're talking. That is what we're talking about, and that's not an SDSU fan. That's not, that is a USD fan who would rather not admit that there's that many Jackrabbit fans.
Yeah, and again, we're not talking about the people that, you know. You said 45-minute drive isn't that big of a deal. And some people, it is a big deal, and you don't have enough time. That's fine. We're not talking to you. We're talking to the people who get to the bar early. They stay for the whole game. They're at the bar for a while after. They could come up to the game, no problem. So, again, just we're talking to the people that should be at the game and don't have an excuse not to.
And if you know where Brendan and I sit, you know we sit in front of the visiting fans, right? Brendan, there was a bunch of them. They had a good showing.
Yeah.
How many of the Mercer fans complained about the weather?
None of them.
I didn't hear a single comment. Oh, it's cold.
They're from Macon, freaking Georgia.
Yeah.
But and we normally South get Dakotans those comments. Talk big shit about how tough they are for the weather, but won't get their asses into a stadium. I didn't want to do this.
Yeah. Well, we can move on. But I feel like it was valid.
Just to prove that, like, what we're talking about here in like the thing of if Mercer had more fans in attendance, like this is Division I football. You don't rely on the visiting team for attendance. You bring your own. But all that being said, that was a record. I'm happy with the attendance. Yeah, I'm not mad about it. Like, what we're defending here is not, we're not ragging on the attendance we had either. What we're talking about is the people coming after us for saying, get to the damn game. And we're trying to clarify what we're talking about here. We're talking about the people who go to the bar and get drunk with their buddies and stay at the bars all night. And you know there's a healthy chunk of that, you know. David Bender drives 112 miles one way for football and basketball. Sioux Falls and Watertown people can make the drive. And that is a thing. Sioux Falls people don't like to drive out of Sioux Falls. Everything has to be in Sioux Falls for them or they pout. It drives me nuts.
Hey, I like this comment right here.
Right.
Rabbit's gonna be in attendance, Rev. You know, maybe you should be there too.
Yeah. So yeah, I know it does sound like a bunch of bitching. I get it, Brian. And it does. And I didn't want to go off on that because I wasn't happy, like you're not excited with 10,000, but I'm not disappointed or upset about it either. Like that was a solid crowd. It was a loud crowd. Holy hell was it loud.
Yeah.
Holy hell, I mean, was it loud.
And in a game, you know, like there were times when the game was obviously in hand and they were still loud. Like so that was that was cool to see.
You came back to the stands. What was it that you said to me, Brendan? Do you remember? You'd went to the restroom, I think.
Yeah, it was the loudest the bathroom's ever been from the noise in the stands. I think. Unless that's not what you were thinking of.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. That's saying something. Dude, on the broadcast, it was loud. Like, I don't know if it's louder when there's less people in there, potentially, because higher percentage of active people, but it was noticeably.
There are two things, and I'm not going to pretend it's as loud as a sold-out or 18,000-seat stadium, but I bet I'm willing to bet it's louder than 15,000 because, like you said, the people there are – the guys who show up and the people who show up, which is so awesome because it's the core fans, right? That's what our core is. And the core has grown to 10,000, which is awesome. It's 3,000 more than our best, which is great. But it's so much louder too because those people are there to have an impact on the game. And we've tried to emphasize you make an impact at the game. We do as fans. You do make an impact. That is our 111th. And when you have 10,000 people in there stomping the bleachers, banging hard hats and all that stuff. We see you other hard hat guys out there. Shout out to you. You guys are killing it.
And the kids is awesome.
And the kids, it's awesome. But like when we don't have a full row where we're sitting and we're railing the hard hats, they're twice as loud because there's not people's hands on it. There's not the weight holding it. So it rattles and bangs way louder. the cowbells. Yeah, baby. Those are doing business. So it was awesome. It was a great atmosphere. Yes, we would have wanted more people, but it was a lot of fun. It was great. So that's our, you know, to try to end on as positive as possible note, so we don't hurt people's feelings, because people are so sensitive these days.
Agreed.
Forgot, if you're getting mad at Matt, he's genuinely the nicest, least shitty about stuff guy there is. And
right,
good Lord.
Yeah. All right, we'll get off our soapbox. We'll move on here. Anything else to say about the Mercer game? I think we've gone way over what I thought we would talk about it.
We always go way over what we think we're going to talk
about. I mean,
about
we anything. Filled the first 7 minutes with Italian nachos, so cut that off.
We can fill 7 more minutes talking about it. I'm pumped. I'm pumped that
it happened. Like,
I just, right. I didn't think it would actually happen, honestly.
No, like I didn't. That, I thought it was just a gag, and
I thought it was a fun thing.
Raise $100 yeah. for the kit for
there Alex's was a slight chance.
Slight. I mean, chance. I figured home. They would like listen to us and consider it, but I didn't think it would happen like within less than mm-hmm. a week. So,
dude, I mean, that's, it, mm-hmm. yeah. props to them for that, though.
Yeah, thank you to Cubbies. That's very, very cool.
Yep. All right. Thank you to Cubbies and BT Mafia. You guys got some serious muscle. You guys make shit happen whenever we ask for help with something or doing anything, whether it was the tailgate in Frisco or money for this. You guys have been phenomenal. So, and thank you for listening and everything you do. We tend to forget sometimes to thank you guys for tuning in. I know we do it in person, but on here, I think we should thank everybody too. So,
yeah, thank
you. What are you shaking your head for, Chad?
What? No, I said, yeah, thank you guys.
Oh, no, Ben. Sorry, Ben. Oh, Ben's got this shit grin on his face that he's shaking his head.
Nothing. Moving on. That's what I'm moving on. Here we go. Right. We've got
you told us not to tell anybody.
Anyway, yeah, the first game of the first game that we're going to talk about is Chattanooga went to Furman and got whooped. Furman showed up. They won 26-7 and covered. Montana won 49-19 and covered. Both of those games were kind of blowouts. I expected Chattanooga to put up a bit more of a fight, but they did not. Delaware, I mean, they look like they were just ready to go to Conference USA and move on. I think we kind of expected that to happen.
I feel like my picks were terrible this week.
They were not good. Well, I'll recap those in a bit here. USD beat Sac State 34-24 and covered. NDSU, that game, man. I assume a lot of people watched NDSU Montana State, and it just felt like NDSU didn't necessarily deserve to win. I mean, I shouldn't say that, because they fought back. They pulled it off in Bozeman, which is that's a tough place to win. And but man, like, they got to be kicking themselves for not going for two there. I mean, they had to have been thinking about it with the way so for those that don't know, went in overtime, NDSU scored and got the extra point. Montana scored on their first play. And so they had all the momentum. And then their kicker goes out and kicks. I mean, it might have hit a helmet, like if it didn't hit a guy's hand, because it was very low. And, you know, they're giving credit for that guy for blocking that kick, but man, that's the kicker's fault. Like, you got to get that kick up.
You know, I was talking to Brian on Messenger, and he's like, yeah, but he's a 6'8 dude. And when he jumps, you got to figure, dude, it was an O lineman jumping. It's not like he's a 6'8 wide receiver with a 40 inch vertical out there.
Like,
he didn't have hang time.
No, if it's a 40-yard field goal, that's a factor. 40, 50-yard field goal where you got to have a little lower trajectory. Yeah, you can get a big guy with a paw up there. But, man, an extra point. Like, and you probably saw Dustman. Like, he was kicking them, extra points over the net, which, like, he was getting some loft on those. And, like, I mean, yep. Good luck blocking that. And so I feel terrible for that Montana State kicker, man. Like, how, going back to the locker room after that, how he's a freshman too, man.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah.
So NDSU escapes. Like Kevin's saying, I just hand the ball off and win. I think they should have gone for two, and I thought that before the kick happened. I thought they had the momentum. I thought they should have used it.
Well, and when you figure you've already had two field goals missed, or they were just misses.
I think so.
And then you have two injured quarterbacks, and one of them is just toughing it out to play. Like, wouldn't you want to end that game right now and get the hell out of there instead of trying to go through some protracted overtime that could go three drives deep? Because it didn't really look like they were going to stop NDSU neither, you know? So go for the win, man. I get you're at home, and that's not necessarily the thought process all the time with that, but Jesus, just go for the win there, man. You are too banged up to try to screw around, and you're playing NDSU. That shit happens when you screw around for too long.
Yep. So NDSU escapes, and now we just have to hope for a meteor to hit Vermillion on Saturday. But we'll talk about that later. Albany whooped up on Richmond. I had that backwards. That's weird. Albany beat Richmond 41-13, correct? Correct. I got
three then.
Yeah, you got three.
All right.
That was my bad. And then Idaho and Southern Illinois, that was a late game. Why was that kickoff so? Oh, because it was on TV. That's right.
I mean, 7 o'clock Pacific time kickoff.
What was that? What it was?
Yeah.
Is Idaho all the way on Pacific time?
They are.
Did not know that.
I said when I looked it up, because Ariel mentioned how late that game was starting. I was like, I wonder if they're Pacific. Sure enough.
Yeah. That was a fun game. Southern Illinois was up by 7 pretty late. I think Idaho scored with under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then Southern Illinois had a chance. Idaho had a chance. Nobody did anything. Went to overtime. Southern Illinois fumbled, I believe, on their possession. And then Idaho played pretty conservative and kicked the field goal for the win. Big win for Idaho. They are on our side of the bracket, potential team that we could end up playing in the semifinals. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward. Villanova took care of Youngstown State 45-28. You said that you had a chance to go watch that one, or to watch back a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my God. They got their asses kicked. Youngstown's defense did not show up, Villanova's offense was pretty good.
Which is surprising because Youngstown State had a good D line like all year.
So yeah, they got ran all over. I mean, you look at the stats. Villanova had 191 yards rushing on them, 6 yard per carry average, a total of 215 yards gained if you take out sacks. So, that was a whooping. They couldn't stop anything at all, and their offense tried to keep up and kind of fell apart after the first couple back and forths, and it was over. I kept hearing people say it was a great matchup for Youngstown. I didn't know if I really agree. I didn't really agree with that at the time, even though I did pick it to be a close game with Villanova winning anyways. I thought Youngstown's offense would have a little more success, but yeah, it was easy all game. It wasn't quite SDSU versus Mercer, but it was not far off from what we did to Youngstown.
Yeah. Going back here. Yeah. I guess we'll bring that comment up later. Zach was talking about Albany and Idaho, but Villanova, like Seth says, they do have, a lot of weapons, and they can score some points. So, yeah, it'll be something to watch when they come in to play us. And then obviously SDSU beat Mercer 41-0 and covered. I went 4-4. Brendan went 3-5. Computer went 5-3. No, 4-4. I had that one backwards. So I gained a point, but it's not even close to enough. So Brendan has officially won the picks for the year.
Yes.
So I'll congrats.
Get you hot dog suit.
No, hot dog that's suit. Not it.
He's wearing that's a hot dog it. Suit. He doesn't have to wear it in public, but he's wearing it for the podcast.
One of those blow up ones. How are we going to hear him?
No. It's going to be a particularly shitty one. It's not going to be high quality.
A foam one? Can a certain company help us find a hot dog suit?
Yeah, a company that shall not be named.
Yeah, a company that won't be named until they sponsor us. If only we knew someone who was had that sort of pull there.
Yeah, maybe we'll
buy them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll just go to like a big box store or something instead.
Yeah, I'll go to Walmart or something instead or Amazon.
Yeah,
instead of that website that shall not be mentioned.
Maybe,
although no free ads for them either. So,
right. We'll go to some other online retailer. I take it back.
That's, that's why I said big box store.
You're a big box store.
Oh, I was going to take that a next step and decided against it.
No.
Anyway.
Jim, we should bring up who we're sponsored by. We're talking about people who we aren't sponsored by. This segment, the pick segment, the picks recap-ish.
Somebody
segment.
Said it. There it is.
Is from Jackrabbit Central. Get your Touchdown Tuesday discount at Jackrabbit Central. Is that confirmed that they're still doing Touchdown Tuesday?
Okay. They tweeted it out.
Okay. They tweeted it out. So get your Touchdown Tuesday discount tomorrow. I know I had a bunch of semi-new Jacks fans. I think it was only the second game that they've been to with me. You know, a bunch of my neighbors came and had a blast, which was awesome. And they, you know, Kendall, I got told I could take it off. That was their fault for not doing that. now I'm going to put itching powder in it. got to anticipate their next move. But those,
you have a scratchy, never mind.
My neighbors were all with me and, the comment I was gonna make, it'd be an itchy wiener.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This is a hot dog suit.
The jokes write themselves, don't they?
They do. The jokes write themselves. anyways, you have to see a doctor about it. So I brought my neighbors, trying to do the ad read here. I brought my neighbors to the game, and they were like, oh yeah, I gotta get some Jack stuff. Another friend of mine came, Brandon. He came down. He was like, oh dude, I gotta get all the Jack's gear. And I'm like, Touchdown Tuesdays, Jackrabbit Central, 5% off for every touchdown scored, up to 25% off. So get online, get it. You can do it in person. In person you're gonna see even more variety, because I know not everything's online, at least last time I checked. They got a big and tall section, making Chad and I extremely happy people. So when you're built like an apparent stackable washer and dryer, which is still a confusing statement, that'll never not befuddle me. Big and tall is great. So go to Jackrabbit Central or jackrabbitcentral.com, or go to the one downtown. You know, who knows? Maybe they put one up in the mall in Sioux Falls. That'd be pretty sick. Then I'd really be broke, because I have too much Jack's stuff already. But yeah,
kind of had one for a while, but it was with that other team, and so
that Jack and Charlie's stupid thing. See,
I appreciate the work.
When you try to work with them, it never works out, because you're working with a loser, and they drag you down to their level instead of raising their level up. And yeah, we got some shit talking to an ad read. That's awesome.
I did make an online order during Black Friday and picked picked it up the other day. And I always go back to the Discount Den. That's the benefit of going to the actual one at the Union. They have a Discount Den in the back. Make sure you check out that. There's always really good deals back there.
Unless you're big and tall.
Yeah, those don't make it into the Discount Den very often yet. Probably but it's not. New. It's new, so it's going to take them time to get phased in there. Hopefully not too much, because if too much gets back there, then they'll stop just carrying it all together. So I'm okay if it never makes it back there. At least they'll carry it forever then.
Yeah,
that's true. Good point.
Yeah, all I want to know is Sam Herder tweet about big boys, big beards again. That was when at the national title, when Brian and I were singing karaoke together, and he conned me into singing I Want It That Way. He snapped a picture of us and tweeted it out saying that.
Nice.
Which would be great to have a part deuce. That'd be fun.
I like it. All right. Well, with that, do you have the bracket pulled up, Chad, or no?
Sure do.
No, I can see on his thing. Yeah. I see his browser history. Oh, there it is. Never mind. He took it down before he put it up. He's gotten better since then.
Hold on. I'm going to put up what I...
Oh, my God.
This is what I was going to show you is the tattoo that the kid got.
Right.
I don't have that many tabs.
Yeah, it was so low he didn't even have to hit it with the top of his hand.
Yeah, that's my point. I was searching for that. So if I was MIA for a little while, I was looking for this tweet.
Old linemen are absolutely athletes, but he wasn't jumping a 60-inch vertical to get that mark on his arm.
No, it was an awful kick. It might have missed even if he didn't touch it.
I mean,
anyway.
Yeah.
So looking at the matchups that we have coming up here,
Glenda, you're gonna give me a heart attack if I saw your browser. That would drive me batty.
Who are you talking about? There's not a lot of tabs. I have double that on a daily basis. Ugh. Yeah,
I've got to try and have stuff pulled up in advance in case you ask for it. So
this is true.
I got Alex's lemonade stand up here, you know, some Twitter.
There you go.
Anyway,
okay.
I like it.
You know.
Yeah. Glenda says she's got over 80 on her phone right now.
Jesus. Oh my gosh. That gives me anxiety.
Your phone my has Chrome to run so slow.
No, it actually runs doesn't because it's an Android.
iPhones handle it really well. And the funny thing is, I have so many tabs on mine that instead of a number on the bottom, it just has a little smiley face. Like, you have this many tabs, which I think is over 100 probably.
Yeah. You just open it and then never look at it again?
It's stuff that I'm going to go back to at some point and I want.
Save the web page.
Ben is what's the difference digital
in,
equivalent.
What's the difference in leaving a tab open?
Bookmark it.
What's the difference of leaving the tab open?
Then you don't have to scroll through an entire book to find your right tab.
You guys scroll through the bookmarks?
Not true.
Okay. Anyway, scroll down.
I'll make up whatever I want. Yeah. Thank you. Blue blood's on my side. You lose. You suck, Ben.
That's
over 100 tabs.
Anyway.
So how many do you have open on your private browser then?
What's a private browser?
Okay, single guy. Yeah, right.
Well, to be fair, we're not even gonna go here. We're just gonna move on because I could say something.
How about the next game? How about the next game?
Next game. All right, you've got USD is going to play NDSU. That game is on ABC, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's fun that we're on ESPN, but it's cool that they're on ABC at 2:30. That's a big game. And the interesting story in this one is that NDSU is a 6.5-point favorite on the road at number 3 seeded USD. That can't feel good for USD. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, they beat them in the regular season in Fargo. That's a little bit of a slight. They're going to come out with a point to prove. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if NDSU can keep their momentum going because they have been playing very well. I mean, like we said, going up to Bozeman and winning even the way they won, I mean, you can't shake at that too much. So, I'm interested in this game. I am, because USD proved earlier this year that they can beat them. I just don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes this time.
Yeah, I think we're still talking about SDSU's just South Dakota game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think NDSU is going to smoke them. I got a feeling, and it's going to be, you know, it just does feel a little bit cosmic injustice-y that USD has one good year where they're seeded and they don't have to go. And Borg brought this up, which made it really bother me on our 2.5 hour show we had on Saturday. Shout out to all you lunatics who were tuned in. We had 60 people still watching at 2 a.m. What the hell's wrong with people?
They just can't get enough Brendan, I guess.
God bless you guys. They're assimilated to the Borg. It is a little bit cosmic injustice-y that the one year they feasibly could go on a run, they run into NDSU, but it gets to be at home. And then, oh, they get to be on ABC in the play. It's not right. It makes me a little tiny bit butthurt about it. However, it will be a lot of fun because there's going to be a healthy amount of NDSU fans there. I know people are trying to talk down how many are making it, but when you screw up on your tickets and give out a code that gets passed around to NDSU fans, and it leads to enough tickets being bought by the opposition that you cancel all the sales and refund them and go back through the process again. It wasn't a couple hundred. It wasn't 1,000. No. It was, and thousands. Some USD fans are on Twitter like, oh, well, I heard it wasn't that many anyways. Oh, really? You did it for 200 people and it was that big of a deal? It was worth canceling every one of those thousands of tickets sold to root out those 200. Oh, shut up. No way.
Yeah, it was a glitch in their system. Yeah, the glitch was you're too stupid to run your system. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Thinking glitch that you're going to get away with a howling pack code.
Yeah, it was their first rodeo. It's what happens. Yeah. You know, I'm not shocked. But yes, I would prefer just South Dakota to win because I think they'll lose by a billion in Montana, and I think NDSU would have a better shot at giving Montana problems. However, I have this bad feeling because it's NDSU. Because hear me out on this, Ben. Hear me out. I see the face you're making. He's giving me, for those who are listening to the podcast version, he's giving me, what in the F are you talking about, you lunatic? Here's the deal. It's NDSU, right? And again, talking with Brian, I was like, they always get a loss that works out for them in the semifinals. It does. They've only had it happen twice where they've gotten home games out of an upper seed losing, which has never happened for SDSU. So two's a lot. But then I went back through like 2013 through 2015, they always faced a lower seed than they should have been facing or an unseeded team for the semifinal games at home. So I have this weird, bad feeling that if NDSU wins, it'll be Furman who somehow upsets Montana.
No, that's
not. Your reaction right there tells me that that's goddamn thing's probably what would happen, because that's the way that shit always works.
No. I see what you're saying, but it's not. I have a lot of faith in Montana. So that's the other game that will feed into the USD NDSU winner, is Furman going to Montana. Montana was something like a 17 or 19 point favorite. Don't see Montana having any problems. They're playing really well right now. So, yeah.
Seth gets it. Seth's on my team.
So, you know, Furman wins Friday night. NDSU wins on Saturday. If Montana wins, just South Dakota wins. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I'm on board with that. I can get on board with that.
Perfect.
No way Furman wins. See, that's exactly the sort of attitude that leads to that shit happening. I'm too super.
I'm surprised that Kevin hasn't chimed in with a Furman comment. I know he's a huge Furman
fan. I've already seen. Yeah, we know he's a big Paladin fan. He really carries a lot of things for him. He carries the water for him, carries luggage for him. That was an old school shit talk about Citadel stuff there. He'll pick up on it, but I want the rest of the world to know that I made it. just giving you a hard time.
So,
go ahead. Let's go
to the other half of the bracket. We've got down a little bit. Yeah. Albany going to Idaho. And this one was the closest spread of the weekend.
See, now I remember why we've created the second show, because we have an hour and we haven't even gotten to our game yet.
Well, anyway,
your insistence, all of a sudden the lines are out and you just can't help but talk about these damn games. Instead of
Idaho was favored by 6.5. We're not picking, damn it. Idaho's favored by 6.5. Kevin said, kiss my whole ass thumper. Love it. I was going to throw up Zach's comment, but it's buried now. But he said that Albany's lines are going to eat Idaho's lines up and that it could be ugly for Idaho. That's possible. I watched them play Southern Illinois a bit, and their offensive and defensive lines struggled. So I could see Albany going into Idaho and winning this game. I really could. But we'll talk about it on Wednesday on Scare Money, Don't Make Money.
Albany's strength is defense. They're supposed to have a nasty defensive line. We saw what a nasty D-line did to them this last game. So I could see them being all sorts of problems for Idaho.
Yep. All right, the last game we've got is Villanova coming to town, and we played them. What year was it that we played Villanova and we won like 10 to
2016. Dallas Goddard, Karen Christian, Jake Winicky. We thought we were gonna. They had a nasty defense coming in, and we were like, we'll put up 28 anyways.
Yeah,
and nope, wrong.
Yeah, we did just enough to win that one. I see our offense having more success this time, but I think Villanova is more, they have a more potent offense than defense this time. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can make it a shootout. We're favored by a whopping 21.5 points in this one, and the total is 47. So it's, they're predicting like a 34-13 victory. Somewhere in there, which I can see around there. That sounds about right. But
yeah, I have more respect. I always do, I guess, but I have more respect for Nova coming in, especially having watched them against Youngstown State. Like, this isn't a joke of a team. Their O-line, their backs was for real. You don't just do that to Youngstown and be a shitty team. I don't think Youngstown was great by any stretch, but they're not terrible either. They put up a lot of points against just South Dakota. They put up a lot of points in the Unidome.
Their defense, man, is terrible.
Their defense got destroyed and
owned.
So I have a lot of respect. You get later into the playoffs and our defense, I think, will hold them under 21, but I think 13 is a bit tough. I think they'll get to 17 or so, maybe even 20.
I mean, it's tough. The CAA just wasn't real good this year. And so if you go back and look at
we think, because we haven't been able to watch any of their damn games.
This is true. But if you go back and look at their games, they don't have real impressive wins looking back. I mean, Delaware looked like a good win, but I mean, Delaware is a little bit of a contender. They lost to Albany 31-10. They lost to UCF FBS team 48-14. Those are the only losses, but they really just didn't have much for quality wins. Their quality win is against Youngstown, but I don't know.
Delaware is a pretty good win, even though they got destroyed by
Montana. Yeah, I mean, that's their best win is Delaware. But I don't know. It's hard to it's, in my opinion, hard to gauge how good they really are, I guess, based on who they've played this year. Again, they took care of business against Youngstown State, but we beat Youngstown State like 34-3 or something.
Yeah. Nothing.
So it was, they scored zero. I thought they scored.
Did we shut them? I thought we shut them out.
Not that they scored a field goal. Anyway, yeah. They beat Youngstown State 45-28. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be a fun game. It'll be a closer game than the Mercer one.
Shut out, man.
Was it really?
Who did we shut out? Youngstown, obviously. Youngstown. Yeah, it was 100% a shutout because that quarterback was talking shit and like, oh, we're right. And we're like, you didn't even score a point, dude.
They're just another bunch of dudes who made it so we couldn't score at all.
Right.
No, I do think Villanova, for those of you who didn't know, their most infamous football alum you see every Sunday on Fox Sports, Howie Long. So they've got a long history. And Brian Westbrook. I didn't realize that when I was rewatching the game. They showed that Brian Westbrook went to Villanova as well.
I didn't know that either.
We've never blown them out. So I don't expect this to be a murder by any stretch.
Yeah, but I feel like this isn't the Villanova teams of old with, you know, it seemed like they had like a really tough defense.
Yeah. They always run that 3-3-5, which is kind of weird, but I mean, their defense wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there was definite garage time points for Youngstown in that game.
Yeah, it was in hand the whole time.
Yeah.
Rev says it's going to be a murder. I think that we run the ball really well against them. Yeah, I think we establish a run, and I think we score, I don't know, at least 42 points. Dustin said 42-7 Jacks.
Well, we'll see. Thanks, Garrett, sure, Mark.
38-13.
Yep. Yeah, there was that games. We were losing at Villanova, a couple of years ago at half, weren't we? It was like 21-14. Then we ripped off 21 straight points. I think I remember reading that. Yep.
Chad, who messaged you?
That wasn't
Chad. Chad messaged us. We should probably talk about burgling curds and such.
No, he's got a message on his tab. He's trying to see who it is.
Yeah, hold on.
It's Tony.
I'll be able to tell. Oh, it's Tony. Which Tony?
Tony's coming from out in Wyoming to the game.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
No.
He's watching the game.
That's less exciting.
He's in the chat.
Well, answer him.
Less exciting. But we do need to talk about burgling some curds from your friends at Culver's. Thank you to Culver's of Brookings and Watertown. Your best spot to grab Butterburgers and curds and onion rings, and of course their frozen custard. Get a mixer, it's always good. So thank you to Culver's of Brookings and Watertown. All right, well, with that, I don't know that, I mean, we didn't really talk about the portal.
Are we going to talk about the portal at all?
We can talk about
the portal. We got another half an hour.
No, we don't.
We have in the past.
We have less than 7 minutes. It's not going over an hour 10.
Sure. Sure, we're not. Well, now we're going to.
Well, now we have to.
It's a moral obligation.
We could save the portal talk for Wednesday night.
Well, then you'll be mad that we went over a half hour.
Because Alex is pretty... I'll be remote Wednesday. I'll be up in stupid Grand Rapids, Minnesota, unfortunately.
Ew.
Almost to the Canadian border. But
gross. Why do you have to go to Grand Rapids?
I got a conference up there. But
you're going to go ice fishing while you're up there? You should.
Is there ice up
there? There's a shitload of ice up there.
Is there?
Yeah, they had over 5 inches at Fargo, let alone up by Grand Rapids.
No, I doubt it. It would be cool if I could remote from an ice shack, though. That would be fun.
That would be pretty great. Yeah, that'd be pretty great. Zip over
anyway, so it's
quick and do a live pod. I want to see Ben catch a fish live during the podcast. That'd be incredible.
Maybe we should probably we should probably record somebody that actually catches fish.
Company fishing trip. JI funded fishing trip where we all do a live show from an ice shack.
I like that a lot.
At like midnight after we've been crushing fish and beers all day, and then let's see what trouble we can get into.
I love it.
Well, just don't invite Borg because I don't want to go on for hours and hours.
Oh, yeah,
dude. But that's what you do on the ice, though.
I know.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect, actually.
It would be.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the portal. It is insane the amount of players that have been jumping into the portal. There's been a lot of comments from coaches talking about the portal, talking about, I think one of the quotes was, Nebraska's coach. He was like, it's like, you guys understand that a transfer quarterback costs like $2 million at minimum. And he was talking about, you know, there's some players getting $5 to $6 million. And it's just the Wild West out there right now for Brendan's gone. We'll just talk about it. He didn't want to talk about NIL. There he's back now. He just didn't want to talk about NIL, so you ditched.
Mouse again.
Anyway, but yeah, it's the Wild West out there right now. Guys are just jumping in and they're getting all kinds of money. And it sucks for college football. It's not good. It's not what NIL was meant for. You're paying guys to come in. NIL was meant for when you come in and you perform for a college and you give them, you raise their brand. Okay, then yes, you should also get some of the compensation. You should be able to sell your name, image, and likeness. But it's turned into a free agency market. Mm-hmm. Which I just don't understand how I don't understand how the NCAA is so stupid. And it sounds dumb because
it's an oxymoron.
They prove themselves that all the time. But mm-hmm. I don't know. And maybe this is what they wanted. Maybe this is what the universities said, hey, this is what we need. And they just found a way to make it happen. But man, it sucks. It really does. And you got teams and it's, we haven't heard any SDSU players leaving, but there's NDSU's players leaving. And it's right in the middle of a playoff run. And it just sucks to have this system that just doesn't care about the actual football product. They care about is money. That's it. And it just is sad.
It sucks. And, you know, here's my thing. And I started arguing with all Rackatits online on Twitter. And then I thought we
called him ROT.
Yeah. Well, I went out and said it because
I was going to say, you just went whole hog on the ROT.
I told him he was too stupid to even insult because he was like, well, that's just, it's how it is. And it was just nonsensical. Even the NFL, where it's straight paid players and teams pay players, that's have tampering guidelines to stop tampering. Yes, tampering happens, but they enforce it. Like, if you're caught blatantly tampering, I'm not saying that they'll ever stop it and tampering would ever completely go away, because it won't. It just won't. You know, it was like they never were actually stopping these big teams from getting paid. You know, they were never stopping players from actually getting paid. They just got caught once in a while, right? And like you said, it wasn't meant for boosters to be paying players. It was meant so Reggie Bush could have done Gatorade commercials and made money off of his face when he was the face of college football. You know, Vince Young could have made money for Nike. But now it's to the point where, and they're just not enforcing any of the tampering laws at all. Like, at all. They're just allowing it happen. It's crazy.
Brian's comment here, he says he disagrees. The kids deserve pay if colleges are making piles off of them. Yeah. I'm not saying they shouldn't make money. We shouldn't use it as a stupid free agency system.
Yeah. The kids should absolutely be making money. We're not mad about the amount that the players are getting. We're not mad that they're getting the money. My issue is that, for God's sakes, can you at least wait until seasons are done?
Right.
You can't tell me that. And the reason they do it, and that they do it, is A, you open the portal up in the middle of postseason play. Even the shitty FBS bowl system postseason, you're opening the transfer portal in the middle of it. Are you out of your goddamn minds? You can't open it in the spring. You can't open it at the beginning of February. Like, it's not going to be effective then. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? And just, okay. And then at least the tampering wouldn't be detrimental to the season that they're playing in. Like, because you're still going to have people transfer and all that stuff, and they're going to get the huge money. And, you know, and the thing is, it doesn't matter what level you are. Washington State, as a former Power Five team, and Washington can't keep their players away from some of these programs with the amount of money they have. So it doesn't matter if you move to G5. It doesn't matter what it is. You're going to lose players. It is what it is, and that's going to happen forever now. But for God's sakes, it could at least stop during the playoffs, for Christ's sakes.
Right. And I disagree with Kevin's comment here too. Kevin says this is what everybody wanted, and the NCAA sitting back and watching and saying, "I told you so." But I don't think this is what people wanted. We didn't want.
Well, I think the NCAA was like, "Well, this is what happens." And it's like,
there's some truth to what he said.
There is some truth to what he said. They're being pouty. They knew that this would happen by doing it this way, and they didn't want to pay the athletes, and they got forced by a lawsuit, and they pout, and they went, "Well, fine, then do it." And they put no guidelines or guide rails on anything, just threw it out there because they're pouty about it.
And it's going to be like, the
fine. If you don't want us to enforce this, then we're not going to enforce doing this, because we're always the bad guys when we enforce this. So fine, we're not going to do it. Which, to an extent, I get it, because everybody's been screaming, calling the devil for decades now. So fine, here, have it your way. Here's the shit show you have without us. And
yeah, I guess my point is that we didn't want a system where we've got teams reaching out to players that haven't even entered the portal yet and are saying, "Hey, if you enter the portal, we'll give you $1 million, $2 million. I mean, we heard it with Goddard, and we heard it with who else have we?
Tucker Kraft.
Mike Dom.
Not Goddard. Kraft is the one I was thinking of. Yep. We heard it. I mean, we've heard it with a lot of SDC players that never enter the portal. And it's like,
play for M3.
So that's was my point, is that we didn't want that. But I get what you're saying of the NCAA was like, "Well, if we open this can of worms, here's what's going to happen." Yes, that they probably are sitting back and saying, "I told you so" on that side of it. Definitely. But anyway, it's bad for the NCAA. It's bad for NCAA football. Something has to change, and it's tough. Like, I think Jesse mentioned we should change the transfer rules. Well, that's tough too. Cause I mean, you want to, I don't know, some of those rules were stupid before.
Well,
and like if coaches can do what they do, why can't players do it? And so, I don't know, it's tough.
Well, and they made it so it's a one-time transfer, and now you have people throwing a fit because someone transfers a second time and doesn't get a waiver for automatic eligibility. Like, Jesus Christ, really? We're going to throw a fit? A North Carolina player, and everyone had an absolute meltdown online because he had transferred a second or third time, and everybody had a meltdown. Like, how do you finish a degree if you transfer four times to different schools?
Well, like, I mean, we
underwater basket weaving, maybe
you can,
you know,
the,
and I say the, that as a guy who farce, didn't get it straight, but
the farce that major college athletics is tied to education
academics
was gone a long time ago. But I mean, it's great that it is used for a lot of people to get educations, but it's definitely not a focus by any means.
Six figures, and that's from what I hear.
But that's what I love about the FCS level of football, is because academics are more of a focus.
They do matter.
Yeah, they matter a lot. So What'd you say about Penn State, Chad?
Yeah, Penn State and Iowa allegedly threw a shit pot of money at Tanner Sloan, and I heard it was six figures. I from a source, not necessarily within the program, but that was the rumor anyway. So,
yeah, and that's going to be the way of
wrestling.
Our world
for wrestling. A non revenue sport, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's revenue for Penn State and Iowa.
Well, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, and we do,
but I get your point.
To Matthew Curl, who mentions Jack's got Marcus Hicks from Oklahoma, big offensive lineman, Quentin's brother. And yeah, we do. I mean, we benefit from the portal. That's a thing. And we've been lucky enough to not lose a bunch of players to the portal. However, I think, is it Marcus Hicks? I think he had taken a year off. So he's kind of a non-traditional portal player, but yeah, excited to get him in town because we're going to need some offensive line help going into next season, whether it's a starter or depth, either way. So good to see a caliber player like that played at Oklahoma and, you know, come in to see what he can do at SDSU.
And to that point, Sam Herter points out, it does make it for easier for, this is his tweet, portal makes it easier for FCS guys to go to FBS, but most all conference players with eligibility return to their team. There are two times more FBS to FCS transfers than FCS to FBS, but not always an even trade. FBS signs less high school players now and they fall to the FCS, but are harder to retain standouts. I agree with that. You know, I think you're taking honestly a bigger risk when you take a FBS transfer than if you take a FCS or a D2 or JUCO guy, to be honest, because a lot of times those FBS guys that are transferring down, you haven't seen them play, you know, so you don't know what they're going to be, but you know, I mean, Rob Freeman, isn't it, who transferred up to us?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, you saw, they got to see him play and see what he can do. It's more of a sure bet when you've seen the dude on the field in some form of collegiate level. But it is a good thing to point out that there are double the amount of transfers down than up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes both ways.
And how many kids are left hanging, right? What percentage? That's
50% didn't land anywhere, you know,
then they got nothing.
Yeah. And those are the guys obviously who aren't getting offered portal money and getting poached. They're seeing what everybody else is getting and they feel that they're great and they jump into the portal and then there they sit. Now they don't have a scholarship. They got nothing. And it appears that lesson has not fully sunk in at all with some of these players. This is what it is.
Randy's right. Brian Williams is another one that we got to see play at a lower level.
Zach Wilson, right? He's a transfer as well.
Yeah. Is he? I thought he was straight out of high school.
I'm pretty sure he's a transfer. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway,
I thought he was a local South Dakota kid. But anyway. But yeah, portal sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck, but the state of the portal sucks. The whole money grab, I don't know, all of it is just sucks. So on that note, see everybody at the game on Saturday, hopefully. Get your tickets. Yep. Bring some friends. Should be a nice enough day out. Do a little early morning tailgating. I did see, if you don't want to tailgate, Cubby's is open and doing breakfast burritos, I think, and Bloody Marys. Stop down to Cubby's for that. I don't know what time Culver's opens. Maybe Culver's is open that early. I don't know.
No.
So Seth Meyer says Zach Wilson's from Florida, but recruited straight to SDSU. Got it.
That's what it is.
Correct. So,
I'm pretty sure he wasn't from South Dakota, but I thought he played down there. He played with Ben Williams. Yeah.
Dustin says the portal sucks, but you know what doesn't? Italian nachos. Damn straight.
They're not Italian. You don't go to Italy. You go to Italy. You don't go to Italy. They're
J-Italian nachos.
Now we're talking.
Hate that works.
Italian. Be mad at me all you want.
If it didn't work so well.
But J-Italian. You can say Italian.
No, you can't.
It's Italian.
Yes.
Italian.
Yes. What is what it, is Italy? What country like, is Sicily in?
I or Rome? Here's the deal.
Say it.
The English language doesn't always follow the rules, man.
No, my point is no.
What about is it italics or italics?
Italics. It's italics, which is supposed to be like Italian, right? Or Italian?
Italian nachos. Anyway, they're gonna be good. They're gonna be
we're
delicious. We're
going on a vacation to Italy.
It's gonna
be awesome.
We're going to.
Maybe you'll meet iSlayer there. Anyway.
Yeah. Go get your Italian nachos. All right. As Jim probably said a while ago. Yeah, there he is.
There he is. Yep.
As we always say, go big, go blue,
go Jacks.
Go Jacks.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. We would also like to once again thank our sponsors, the Kubota Dealers of South Dakota, Culver's of Brookings and Watertown, Jackrabbit Central, and Colby Sports Bar and Grill. And as always, Go Jacks!